understanding the errors that have been made here, I still feel I can contribute to solving the problem and moving the institution forward.
How about the level of support in the community and among the university as a whole? How do you gauge that, and how do you work with that now that the investigation portion is over?
Well, on the one hand, I obviously intend to go to speak with the Senate, as you're well aware. Number two, I continue to hear from members of the community. I think you watched, if you watched the news report the other night, there seems to be that continuing level of support. As you know, my wife and I are here not just as members of the academic community, but members of the larger Champaign-Urbana community, and we're very proud of that.
You'll be working with a new set of trustees. At least three of them will have changed, or at least have been reappointed. The governor has asked others to resign.
He has, and I pledge to continue to work with that board as long as it wishes me to do so.
What do you tell those new trustees once they come on? Because they will be the ones that will be deciding the personnel, the top personnel of the university.
Sure. I mean, the president and I work subject to the board, board's will. And I think they will probably take the MCVA Commission's charge seriously. I suspect they will. And ask us to have discussions. So I intend to tell them fully how and why and when.
How do you feel the commission worked in its job of looking into the matter? Do you feel you were treated fairly? Do you feel the university was treated fairly?
Well, I think the commission certainly did a good job of identifying the issues at hand and made some absolutely wonderful recommendations about moving forward. I think the criticism of those who were criticized were, I think Joe White used the right phrase, the criticism was proper, that we should have been criticized for this this activity, however well intended.
I mean, did you feel when you had made the recommendations to admit people, when the dean of the law school had questioned whether or not somebody should be admitted, for example, in an exchange of emails that had come out, did you feel that this was a shaky territory
sure.
the university and the lawmakers that had asked we're stepping up.
Sure, I think I was pretty forthcoming about that particular decision and where I felt I was getting directions from and the need to go in that direction. But it was extremely uncomfortable, which is what I said at my testimony.
Former Dean Hurd had mentioned the word victimized in her discussions after the controversy had surfaced. Do you feel that you were victimized too by the process?
Well, to the extent that pressures were put on me, yes. But I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for others. And Dean Hurd's words are her own, so those are not words that I choose to use.
We have a new crop of students who will be coming in.
Right.
The admissions process is starting very soon. What do you tell the students, the incoming people who are applying at this point, who have heard what's been going on in the past 3 months? What's your assurance to them?
I tell them that this is one of the greatest institutions in the world, and they will get a great, great education, and that whatever variances in an otherwise great process took place in the past are no longer going to take place.